Legal marijuana is expected to go on sale by this spring in communities like Spokane and Seattle. But other municipalities, like Federal Way, have put moratoriums in place to give officials more time to determine how to implement the new law in their communities. But in some cases, the moratoriums are more severe. Liquor Control Board member Chris Marr says Initiative 502, which legalized recreational marijuana, has been completely rejected, in essence, by the Pierce County Council.
In that, the argument is that federal law trumps local or state law, and that as a county commissioner or a city council person, I cannot authorize the location of businesses which are illegal under federal law.
Marr says that's despite the fact in Pierce County, voters approved I-502 by a 54-46% margin. He says the law was specific in saying that cities and counties must revise their rules to allow for marijuana sales.
Under 502, unlike liquor, there is not the opportunity for local jurisdictions, cities, counties, to opt out, to essentially be dry. That does not exist. Under law, there has to be reasonable accommodation through zoning for these type of legal businesses to exist.
And Marr says there is one legal question that the state is preparing to answer officially.
Do local jurisdictions have the ability to ban or create, let's say, unreasonable requirements for zoning? And the Attorney General is of the opinion that it isn't. We're getting a formal opinion that I think will provide some direction to cities.
In addition to that informal opinion, Marr says he expects a formal written opinion to be issued in the next few weeks. In the case of communities that have tried to override the legalization of marijuana completely, Marr says such cases could wind up in litigation and eventually be decided by the Supreme Court. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.